Hi, this is Laura with Kickass in Life, where I help you get hired fast, be smart with money, and be a happier and healthier you. Hi everyone, thank you so much for joining today. Today we are talking about cover letters. Who loves cover letters? I think the answer is nobody. Nobody enjoys writing them or editing them. It is annoying, but they're so important in the job search. It is the first opportunity that an employer can see how you write, how you put ideas on paper, and how you sell yourself. So a cover letter is really important, and it is the first glimpse of who you are that an employer will see, potentially even before your resume. It can be really easy to get bogged down in the details, but there's a really simple formula to how to create a good cover letter. So, as I mentioned, the purpose of a cover letter is to sell yourself. So you want to sell yourself in the best way. It is telling the story of you. It is not repeating your resume. They already have your resume. You've submitted that with your application materials. This cover letter is to introduce who you are, why you're interested in the opportunity, and why you're the perfect candidate for the job. And so it's moving beyond just the, okay, I have this experience, I've done X, and then I moved to this Y company, and then I did this, and I'm interested, and I hope to hear from you. No, you want to really paint the picture of who you are and why this is the perfect opportunity for you with your unique blend of skills and experience. So nobody enjoys writing them, but they are very important. And so here's a formula that works for any cover letter that you're creating to create a simple formula for how to get hired fast with this cover letter. So the first paragraph is the introduction. So that is a quick intro of who you are, what you're applying for, and how you found the opportunity. One or two sentences, super simple. Something like, I saw XYZ opportunity on Indeed. I was really excited to apply for it. I know that I have the perfect blend of experiences, and here's why. And basically, then you set up yourself, and then you start laying it out in these different paragraphs. So your middle paragraphs are to indicate your experience, but it moves beyond your resume. It is really looking at the job description and analyzing how your experience aligns with those specific skills. So this is an opportunity to connect the dots for the employer. So you explain how your unique blend of skills, experience, and talents connects back to the job. So you want to add context with details for your work wins from previous jobs or internships. And do this when you're looking at the job description for the job you're applying for so that everything caters back to this job. So if they were looking as a social media manager, that you'll manage these accounts, and you may say, not only have I done that, but I use data to cater those posts and make them even more successful. So it's really sharing how your experience aligns to the job, but then moving beyond that and how perfect you are with your experience. And so you may have 2 to 3 short paragraphs here where you're bucketing out your experience, but I just want to reiterate, do not repeat anything on your resume. They have your resume. You're painting the picture of you, and this is an opportunity to show how well you write and to really tell that story of you. The last paragraph really drives home the point. It shares your enthusiasm for the opportunity in the position and why you have the right blend of skills for the job. You also want to thank them for the time and let them know you look forward to next steps and potentially share how to get in hold of you. So your email, and you look forward to hearing from them or next steps or meeting them in person, and that if they need anything else, don't hesitate to contact you. So that's it. It's super simple. The formula is, but getting it right is maybe a little bit more complex, but you want to cater it to the job that you're applying for. And Once again, they have your resume, so you've indicated your work wins there in a bulleted list, but it is to tell a little bit more of the story. It's to go behind in the background a little bit, things that they can't glean from your resume, something how you went above and beyond in an opportunity or whatever, but it's also to share your enthusiasm and why this is the perfect job for you. You don't want to use cliches of like, I'm the perfect candidate, but you do just want to illustrate how you are through examples, through data, through numbers, through work experience, through a really compelling story of why this is the right job and you're the right candidate. So that is the cover letter demystified. And please, after you write it, have someone edit it. You are in it, you wrote it, but send it to a friend, send it to a parent, send it to a past professor if they have the time to look at it. But you want to make sure you are being clear in how you're communicating your skills, and you want to copy edit it to make sure there's no errors, because it's the same thing with the resume. If they see an error, they're going to think that you're not super detail oriented and they may pass you up because of that. So you don't want to give them any reason to pass you up. You just want to demonstrate the best you can be. That's it for cover letters. So send me an email if you have any questions about this, kickassinyourlife@gmail.com. Visit the site. We're going more in detail about it at kickassin.life. As always, I do this for you. I'm here for you. So please reach out if you have any other questions. And also, please, if you like this podcast, recommend it to a friend, subscribe, rate it so others know it exists and it can help everyone get that first job, kick ass in it, and kick ass in their career. So I can't wait to hear from you on how you implemented these tips. If you have any tips of your own, I do want to hear from you. So go kick ass in your cover letter. Until next time.